This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For us to resume our conversation about what's going on here, there, and everywhere, and I underscore everywhere because there's something for everybody here on the DJV program. Jennifer's off today, but we have with us, as usual, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on yet another big item. You have the big job of presenting us with the big story, Victoria.
Well, NASA is in the news for a really cool reason. They have renamed their Independent Verification and Validation Facility in Fairmont, West Virginia. It is now known as the Katherine Johnson Independent Verification and Validation Facility. Now, that is in honor of Katherine Johnson, who is one of NASA's hidden figures. And, of course, she was the subject of the popular movie from, I think it was 2017,
I was wondering when I saw this, I'm trying to remember whether that won any awards or not, because if it didn't, it ought to have. It was a good movie.
I think it was nominated for some stuff, but I don't remember. I don't remember exactly. Yeah. But
it's
a great
story. It's a fabulous story.
Yeah, true story, yep. So the NASA administrator said it's a fitting tribute to name the facility that carries on Katherine Johnson's legacy of mission-critical computations in her honor. So the facility's program contributes to the safety and success of NASA's highest-profile missions, and essentially it's all calculations and software. And Katherine Johnson, who was born in 1918, she had just a brilliance for numbers, and it led her to a career that spanned more than 30 years with NASA. And even the agency that was a predecessor to NASA, the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, is where she got her start. She had a number of really great accomplishments. She calculated the trajectory for Alan Shepard's Freedom 7 mission in 1961. Then she worked on what was known as she calculated the orbit for John Glenn's Friendship 7 mission, and she provided calculations for NASA throughout her career, including several Apollo missions as well. And she and Dorothy Vaughan and Mary Jackson make up the triumvirate of hidden figures.
Which one played her in the movie? Is that Olivia Spencer?
I don't know.
I didn't see it.
It may have been Taraji Henson's character. I know Janelle Monáe played one of them, and I think Octavia Spencer was the third.
Played the third one. Yeah, she was.
Is that right?
Yep.
That story came about because Pharrell Williams didn't know the story, was unfamiliar with it until somehow he came across it and decided that needed to be a movie. And he executive produced that movie and did all the soundtrack and everything for it. But, I haven't seen that again. That's been on my list of things
to
see.
And her character was Taraji P. Henson played her.
It was, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that brings me around to the Oscars the other night having a focus. I've forgotten how many awards the first man were up. It didn't win anything, but it was up for a lot of awards. And I thought that was kind of interesting because it was sort of an interesting take on, it was the first man on the moon story, a story of Neil
that
Armstrong.
That movie got no publicity.
Yeah.
No one saw it because it got no. I think it must have come out at the same time as of something else that was really big, but it got no publicity. And Ryan Gosling is such a good actor, and I often wondered.
Very good in this too.
Like seeing that last night, I wondered why it didn't really get any buzz.
Yeah. Right. Good point. Next thing on the agenda here, the idea that Facebook. Once again, I meant to bring this up we didn't have really time during our tech talk, but apparently a lot of smartphone users that confess their most intimate secrets in apps and special facilities are now aware, or if they aren't, if you aren't aware, now you should be, that a lot of the apps send your secrets to Facebook. Did you know that?
Yeah, this has been an ongoing problem, but I don't know that. It's certain apps. There's a very popular fertility app that some women use called Flow, and that apparently has been sending their data to Facebook. Why Facebook
for
needs
what purpose?
Fertility data is beyond me, but
yeah.
I think Facebook just uses it to sell it. I could be wrong, but that's what I think is happening.
Is that the same kind of thing as hidden cameras on airplanes? What do you need? What are you going to get other than somebody picking their nose? What are you going to actually see? And what kind of, maybe the apps, this is a little more sensitive, though. What they've been sending information about your body weight, your blood pressure, your cycle, pregnancy status, things like that. What the hell are we? Zuckerberg is, in my mind, is becoming a real cur. Do you know what I mean when I use that term?
Yeah, I don't think he can't just sit there and say he didn't know or that his famous line is, oh, Facebook needs to do better. You knew all along this was happening. You know everything, the inner workings of it. This is not a guy who's just a business guy running a tech company. This is a guy who founded the tech company because he wrote the software for the tech. So there's no way that he could say he didn't know this was going on.
So is Apple a co-conspirator here because they're the ones that have most of the apps, aren't they? They have the app.
Well, they don't
store.
Make them all. Apple doesn't make the apps. And these are not just on iPhones. These are apps that are on any type of smartphone. You can have the Flow app on any whatever. You can have the Samsung. You can have an iPhone. Whatever it is, but it really has nothing to do with the maker of the phone or the cell phone provider. It's one of those, when you sign up for those types of apps, you're agreeing to their terms of service, and no one reads the fine print. Where somewhere in there, it must have to say, by the way, we send all of your intimate data to Facebook.
Yeah. That reminds me of something that came out of the 60 Minutes show on Sunday night, was in part a focus on the FDA and what they did to promote opioids. I don't know, during all of the hoopla about the Oscars, whether people were paying attention, but didn't they get slammed? The FDA got slammed on 60 Minutes because they focused on opioids and the way the FDA changed the information that was in those. They took apart one of the, they had an opioid prescription, and that document that's stuck to the side of it, that you open it up and it's nobody ever reads it. But in that document, the FDA changed for the benefit of the drug companies, at the behest of the drug companies, because the second in command at the FDA was a drug company executive who got hired by the FDA to work on the FDA. All these bastards do the same thing. They go in to these agencies from these companies, they change the rules and regulations to benefit their company, and then they go back to work at the company. And that's exactly what happened here, where the FDA changes the information, making it easier for doctors to prescribe and for people to get hooked. This is all a collusion between the government and the drug companies. We should be suing the hell, not only out of the drug companies, for the opioid crisis and 70,000 people dying a year. These money-grubbing bastards and what they have done to corrupt the system. Supposedly, you know, we hear the government, we got to make way for the government because they're the chief ones to be in charge. They're supposed to know what's good and what's not good. Come on. Who believes
all these
that?
Major agencies have it, though. The EPA, if you think about it,
look
when now that under this new regime, so all the stuff with coal, that's all getting rolled back. Well, when you look at who directly benefits from that, the paper trail is it's not very long. You just go right to, oh, okay. Same thing with the guy who's running the FCC. He came from Verizon. He's been on the board. He's going to go back to Verizon and reap tons of benefits of all the stuff that he's rolled back.
They all do. That's so, what government allows. We've allowed the government to get into the hands of the foxes in the hen house. That's what this is.
Yep.
And now you wonder, speaking of the FDA, they're going to unveil plans to strengthen regulatory requirements for sunscreen products. I wonder where that comes from. It doesn't come from them. They say the goal is to bring over-the-counter sunscreens up to date with the latest science. So who the hell determines what the latest science is? But science always disproves itself. Science is by its very nature, unstable. So you're going to use science.
Well, what they're talking about there with SPF, there are very toxic chemicals that are in most sunscreens, and so
yes,
there
shouldn't
are
even
a lot
be allowed.
Of,
you're yeah, better off to so, get sunburned.
Well, there are safe sunscreens, but you have to just shop from clean brands and non-toxic brands.
Exactly. The natural, there are some natural sunscreens out there. But again, the point I was making here, Victoria, was more focused on the FDA and at whose suggestion the proposed rule came from where. I would like to know the answer to that, as I would with many of these other things that get changed because of these people and their real... Their loyalty isn't to the government. Loyalty is to where they drew their biggest paycheck, where they came from, as you just said, where they're going back to. Food for thought, 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Geico. That's a decision. I think about decisions, making decisions about insurance, things like that. You'd like to live and bet on yourself, but it's hard in this day, this era. Everything you do, decisions you make about things like insurance and how you decide, is it the agent you like, is it the policy you like? But think about it just in terms of decisions and how you make decisions, a clear vision. Do you make decisions knowing all of the deciding factors, or sometimes you just kind of go on instinct? Just something for you to think about. 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tears in Texas, Esposad in St. Louis. Our reckless travels led us to the state of Missouri. I cried clear across Carolina, found somebody in Tennessee. There's no hill in Oklahoma, and that's okay with me.
Okay with me too, Reba. This is really good stuff. The release of a new song on the eve of her upcoming album, Reba has a song called Know You in Oklahoma. Spells out the twists and turns of a troubled relationship. This is really great. This is West. This is not country music. This is Western music. Crank this up, Carol, will you?
Somewhere down round Tupelo, my daddy's.
Doesn't that sound like real classic country stuff?
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah. It is very good. It was written by Reba and Ronnie Dunn, you know, Brooks and Dunn. Know You in Oklahoma, latest sneak peek from her Stronger Than the Truth album, first album since the one a couple of years ago that was gospel themed called Sing It Now. She recently unveiled the new LP's title cut, a sort of power ballad. I think we played that, didn't we? Is that the Stronger Than the Truth? Is the album that's going to be released next month, right? Or in April? I think that's... Then she hosts the country music, the ACM Awards, if I'm not mistaken. And she resumes her residency with Brooks and Dunn on the 26th of June. So there's Know You in Oklahoma. There are three new songs, kind of like New Music Monday, here on our schedule. Reba McEntire, Know You in Oklahoma, is the first one. Second one comes from another country artist named Maren Morris, who's gotten more and more attention lately. And this is just ahead of the arrival of her new album, dropping a song called The Bones. Let's hear what we think about this. See, I don't think she sounds country. I think Reba sounds like a country artist or C&W country western
Maren's
artist.
Maren's kind of crossing over.
Yeah, right. She's got a second album out called Girl. Well, that's not out yet. It'll be out the 8th of next month. Girl, which includes the previously released title track and the Brandi Carlile duet Common, also features an appearance by Brothers Osborne on a song called All My Favorite People. Morris is going to launch her Girl the World Tour the 9th of next month, the day after the album comes out. She'll be starting in Chicago. Recently picked up a single ACM nomination for Female Artist of the Year after having been nominated for 5 different honors at the Grammys earlier on. So there's Maren Morris, who's hot on the trail. And so is John Mayer, who has gone country with his new song, studio version of the song Guess I just feel like? After premiering the track on a live show last October, his debut performance of Guess I Just Feel Like was completely acoustic, and studio version retains a similar feel, a little country here and there, guitar-wise. Let's crack it up, Karen.
Guess I just feel like I'm the same way too.
I've never been a fan. Are you ladies fans of John Mayer?
I think he's a good guitar player, but his music doesn't really do much for me. I think Kara likes him, though, right?
Yeah, I like him. I've actually got tickets to see him this summer, which is kind of funny because I've liked his music for years, but I've never really considered going. But I don't know. It puts you in a nice mood, I guess. It's very chill. He's a very good instrumentalist. So, I don't know. I like him.
How'd you get the tickets?
He's kind of like an Ed Sheeran type, right?
Yeah, he's kind of similar music. I don't know. I like that he's tried different things over the years. So he did a country-ish album a couple years ago, and then his last song, New Light, is more funky. So I like that he tries new things. But, yeah, Doug, I got tickets the normal way.
Well, no, I'm wondering if you got them before they went crazy with the spike that gets added to the tickets by those bums at the resale.
Well, I mean, there's not really... Well, yeah, I don't buy them resale normally. I just bought them, I think, in a presale. But, yeah, I still had to pay lots of money with fees. There's no way to avoid
that. Yeah, can't avoid that, no.
All right, so there it is, John Mayer and his latest Guess I Just Feel Like. You fill in the blanks, I suppose.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping you'll pardon my laryngitis, at last night's 91st Academy Awards show, actress Julia Roberts announces the Best Picture winner.
The Oscar goes to Green Book.
The film Roma taking Best Foreign Language Film. President Trump is looking forward to his meeting later this week with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Trump telling U.S. governors gathered at the White House that the aim of these talks will continue to be denuclearization by the North.
I'm not pushing for speed, but we're not removing the sanctions. And we're going to have, I think, a very interesting 2.5 days in Vietnam.
A huge and windy winter storm continues to impact the Great Lakes, Appalachians, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. There was an 88-mile-an-hour wind gust registered in West Virginia last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Conversation Radio right here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Last half hour we were talking about Facebook and the apps that they have, that are, that the Apple folks have. I guess Apple and Alphabet, which is Google, sending a lot of secrets to Facebook. So I just decided during the break at the bottom of the hour to Google Facebook, and I found something else. You ladies, you're going to love this one, Victoria.
Okay.
It turns out Facebook, which we all know is making money by charging advertisers to reach just the right audience for their message, even when the audience is made up of people interested in the perpetrators of the Holocaust, the neo-Nazi music that's around, there are places and ways to promote and buy this stuff. And even though the promises of greater oversight following some of their past advertising scandals, the review of Facebook that was done by, I think this is Time Magazine, frankly, continued to show that they allow advertisers to target hundreds of thousands of users that are curious about topics like Joseph Goebbels, Mengele, Heinrich Himmler, the Nazi punk band Screwdriver, Mussolini's long-defunct National Fascist Party. Those all have advertising. They have experts say that the practice runs counter to the company's principles, or stated principles, and these ads do hope do help to fuel radicalization online. They're advertising to people who like Nazi music.
Well, all kinds of propaganda. Look at how many people are recruited to ISIS and have been recruited to ISIS over the internet. And that's propaganda that they've seen.
So am I going overboard in my concern here, or is it just another day at the park over there?
No, I think it is. I think it's very concerning. And right now YouTube, in the last couple of days, it's made a lot of headlines. Disney and other big companies have pulled their advertising from certain things on YouTube, because there are a lot of child predator videos out there.
Yep.
And even though YouTube takes the videos down whenever they find them, in the comments section, that's where predators are going after minors. And so Disney said they were just going to yank all their advertising until YouTube gets their stuff together. But it's not an easy thing to do.
All right. So to follow up on that, how many of you have heard there was some piece I saw in the plane reading the Wall Street Journal coming out here the other day about the Pope, and there was an editorial whether he's doing the right thing or the wrong thing. A lot of the hardcore Catholics inside the hierarchy are upset that he's doing what he's doing. Here to add on to that, Cardinal Richard Marx, German cardinal for Hamburg, I guess, I'm not sure what area he represents, told the Pope over the weekend that discussing clerical sexual abuse that church officials have been discussing was hampered because the church destroyed most of the evidence. Most of the abuse records have been destroyed, and they think it was Cardinal Law who did it.
Oh, of course.
The church failed to document accusations, and the ones they have been eliminated. Files that could have documented the deeds and named those responsible have been recently destroyed. During this working session, as I said, it was over the weekend in Rome, instead of the perpetrators, the victims were regulated and silenced, or their information was destroyed. The procedures and process for the prosecution of offenses were deliberately not compiled or destroyed, canceled or overridden. So now the church is admitting that after this conference got over, the 4 or 5 day conference, focusing on transparency, accountability, getting those who are accused of covering up all the abuse against children and nuns and even some older adults because of these predator priests. Victim survivor groups accusing the church of destroying evidence, and more specifically what Bernard Law did. When they opened up the secret archives, they found they were empty, and it was supposed to be in preparation for this event, this 4 or 5 day conference. The Pope says that he's sorry. What else are you going to say?
Yeah.
Although he's the one who brought Bernard. No, he's the one who allowed Law to stay there. He did not bring him over. His predecessor brought Law over. But this guy, man, I hope he's burning in hell. If there's a hell, I hope he's down there, wherever it is. He deserves nothing but the worst of everything. What a horrible human being. Awful. Anyway, so these things, these stories go on and on and on and on. It's difficult. You can imagine how terrified some of these people are that they might, there have been apparently in this information that some people have read that there were stories about priests who were accused by certain members of their of the parishes. They were then threatened by the priests
mm-hmm.
with horrible things, including death. You tell the story and I'll kill you.
Yep. And that was, and then there's,
take your
that happens
away.
In, I forget the documentary that's on Netflix, which is just really, it's phenomenal, called The Keepers. It's a series, and that all was in Baltimore. And there was a young nun who discovered that a priest was abusing girls, young girls. And yeah. When she tried to do something about it, her body was never found, disappeared and yeah. murdered, and that's it. And the police yeah. were in on it. They were connected with the priest.
Police, the Irish cops. The Catholic cops they're up to their mickeys in this,
mm-hmm.
many of them, especially
other
in cities like Boston. The Boston Police Department not even should be ashamed of themselves. They should be, there ought to be a lawsuit. In addition to suing the church, they ought to be suing the Boston Police Department for their collusion. The Boston commissioner that was pals with Bernard Law knew all this stuff was going on, knew every bit of it. That came out in the Spotlight report. The cops were up to their mickeys in mm-hmm. this. And you want to have respect for police after that kind of stuff goes on? Come on.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Speaking of that, Illinois State Police admitted over the weekend that they wrongly issued a gun license to Gary Martin, the man who shot 5 people in Aurora, Illinois, before he was shot by the police. Statement has been issued. The police acknowledge a screening process failed to detect his felony conviction for aggravated assault in Mississippi, for which he served 5 years. Chicago Trib had this story over the weekend. He got a gun license in 2014, got a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson from an Aurora gun dealer. It was the gun used in the attack. Agency said it revoked his license in April of 2014, The Aurora Police Department failed to do its part to ensure that he no longer owned a weapon. In other words, once they found out that he had the gun, they didn't go to his house and grab the gun. They did nothing. 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 This is how bad the system is. Federal records showed that the information slipped through the police department. He had 2 criminal background checks, and they didn't find it either time. So what the hell's wrong with the system?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. That's
Am I being
question.
Too angry today? Am I
no.
too angry? I'm sound like Spike Lee, who was angry that the Green Book got nominated, so he walked out at the Oscars. Right. Okay.
Oh, that it won Best Picture? A lot of people are unhappy about that. Yeah. A
lot
of people are unhappy.
I thought it was a great picture.
Yeah,
43 past
true.
The hour. I mean, what's that?
If it's not a true and accurate story,
well, I don't know
really
that it is or it
are.
Isn't. I can't. I've heard both sides representing it. And beside whether it's true or not, it's a wonderful story about people getting together, getting along, and figuring out what's, you know, it's another one of these things. You can't have it both ways. Or maybe you can. You want the stories to be truthful. But in this circumstance, I carried away from that movie a great story about a thick-headed white guy who would normally have been the cause of problems when it came to race relations, who figured out by having a relationship with one man. It's always one-on-one. And I think that's the great lesson of the movie and the story. It's a one-on-one. All of these things change bad by being. I don't want to be lectured by some elitist about what I ought to be thinking, what I ought not to be thinking. I want to hear from somebody who's been through it, experienced it, and that's what will carry
the day for me. That's exactly the argument that a lot of people are making, saying, well, why do we have to have this, you know, whitewashed mansplaining movie when we do know what the real circumstances were for black Americans at the time? So I think you're making the point.
One black American with one white American.
Well, I think that's why people are upset, though.
Yeah.
Just because it's a good story, and I'm glad that, I hope that those things can actually happen, but I think the idea is that, like, it wasn't just, you're saying it's one white guy who would normally be this way, but in this movie he's this way, and it's so beautiful, but, like, I don't think it was actually like that in real life.
Right.
I don't care. It didn't make any difference to me. I don't care whether it was like that in real life or not.
Well,
it could have been a story that was made up by anybody and didn't have any real life.
I think in that situation,
then it would have been better.
Yeah.
It would have been better if it was a made-up story.
Yeah, they should have just said, you know, this is a story that we made and it's beautiful and blah,
right.
blah, blah, instead of trying to say that it's based on a real story.
Well, in part it was, I guess. You can argue over the nitty-gritty. The black family that represents Dr. Shirley His family said, no, it wasn't like that. They didn't get along, or I guess they weren't friendly. It wasn't they didn't get along. They just weren't friendly as described or presented or portrayed in the movie. But I still, and interesting that they give so much credit to Viggo Mortensen for having brought the story to them, apparently. I don't know what that means. Anyway, the point I make, hope isn't lost on the controversy. It's good to see the one-on-one that changes people's minds about realities that aren't true. And sometimes that has to be. Is that the same kind of thing that happens when Trump meets Mr. Little Fatty, getting him the Kim Jong-un? Is that this week, next week? When is that supposed to happen?
I don't know, actually. I thought that wasn't for a while, but maybe it is this week. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it's 46. I gave the time a few minutes ago, and we kept going here. 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Weekly visit from Tom Kreitler here on the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen with Tommy the K, who's the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti of this fabulous radio program you can hear every weekend. Their podcast as well. Check it all out at moneypit.com. Our listener, Jennifer, Tommy, is thinking about remodeling her laundry. It's always full, well, her laundry room. I don't know. She'd have to redo her wardrobe to perhaps redo her laundry.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they call it now, the laundry room. It's always full, feels disorganized, so she wants to make it a DIY, do-it-yourself project. Smart idea or not?
Well, you know, if you think about it, Doug, if you put in a new, well-designed and properly organized laundry room, it's a popular project, but because it involves a lot of very specialized skills, it's not always DIY. I mean, you're talking about plumbing, electrical, carpentry, and it definitely needs some careful planning. Some of the things to think about, Jennifer, are like location. You know, you can build laundry room into something as small as a closet or as big as a utility room, but as you think through the location possibilities, you got to consider the distance, for example, between the laundry room and the bedrooms. You know, the bedrooms are where we make the dirty clothes, right? That's where everybody changes.
Right.
And so many times, you have folks that are doing laundry like on the first floor in a basement, bedrooms on the second floor, so you're always carrying that laundry up and down and up and down. So the shorter the distance, the better. Also consider the distance to utilities. Is the laundry area near plumbing, near electrical connections? If it's you want to use a gas dryer, is there a gas line nearby? And things like that. Those are important considerations because they're expensive to run if it's not close. And then when it comes time for space, you can never have enough of that. So you need to consider space for folding and storing and ironing and all of that. And if you think about all of those different things you have to consider, and again, those specialized trades, and the amount of time it's going to take, and the amount of days you will be without laundry to do it yourself, it might best be the kind of job that you subcontract out to a pro. You know, go to a site like homeadvisor.com. You can read reviews on pros and find ones that specialize in laundry remodeling and get that whole project done in a fairly short period of time and with fewer mistakes. Because, you know, if you make a mistake in a project like that, again, it's going to set you back. It's going to drive up your costs.
Right. One of the things that I had in the house that I built 40 years ago was putting the laundry downstairs next to the downstairs bathroom, or in it, actually.
Right.
Next to the shower, so the water and stuff was all there. The house I moved into 3 years ago has the laundry upstairs right next to the main bath, so all the plumbing
and
is there. Electric is there. And
yeah.
It's kind of neat.
And that's
to
how
have
we've changed,
there.
Right? That's how we've changed over 40 years ago. That's where you put laundry. You put it down in the darkest, deepest cavern of the house, right?
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, how many days did you spend carrying baths of laundry up and down, up and down, up and down? It makes no sense. You know, we did the same thing. The laundry used to be on the first floor off the kitchen. We moved it up to the second floor, and it just makes a lot more sense. In our case, we had a really kind of an undersized bedroom in a very old house. So now we have a laundry area that has some nice big closets in it and the machine. So it kind of worked out well. But it's just got a lot to it, you know, electrical, plumbing, gas, carpentry.
And you need somebody. Well, most of the time, if you're going to use a specialist, you're going to have a plumber. You need a good carpenter.
Right.
Both of them together, it's not likely you'll find. I got a handy guy that works with me that I can get him to do all that stuff. It's not.
Yeah, they're tough
to
find, though.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Next up, listener Michael is planning to install some new granite countertops. Wants to know, Tommy, whether he needs to do a 4-inch backsplash.
Right.
Or should the granite go flush with the wall?
With a granite countertop, which is a very thick countertop, you really don't do backsplashes with that, like the 4-inch type of backsplash. You put that flush to the wall and you bring tile down to the edge. But keep in mind, even though granite is a really, really popular surface right now, it does require a fair amount of maintenance. It's fairly absorbent, so it will absorb, you know, tomato sauce and coffee that's spilled and grease stains and things like that. A more durable surface in terms of maintenance that's also natural would be quartz. Quartz stands up to those types of stains a lot better and needs a lot less maintenance.
Huh. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why you're here, to give us ideas that we never thought of.
Yeah, we try.
How about that? Here's somebody else who has a home in a beach community. His porch rail is made from wood, isn't holding up well, duh. So what are we? There are all kinds of new materials, right, that you can use.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Great opportunity for composite materials. You know, there's fiberglass, there's PVC, kind of like the PVC that you use with plumbing, but it's extruded, and it kind of looks like wood and cuts like wood. I think if I had a outside surface in a beach community like that, I would definitely not use wood because you'll just be painting it, you know, too frequently.
Well,
and even
rot,
if you paint
it, rots easily. You know,
and it cracks.
Really,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bugs me is that a lot of times you build a house and nobody paints. There's no primer anywhere,
right.
So the wood under the wood that you painted gets rotten, and you got to rip it out. It's almost like that's the way they design it. Tom Kreidler, don't forget the newsletter.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.